No.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And thanks, David, for having me back. So this is a little bit different than a full hour. This will be a bit shorter. This is really just what we call a sneak preview. We're going to look at why we think you ought to trade the E-mini stock index options strategies. And we can do this with automation. We have some software tools we've created over the years. We can use algos to our advantage and create complex option spreads and automate that process for you, taking something that would otherwise just be very, very difficult with lots of moving pieces and variables for the typical trader to do on their own. This does not require screen watching and babysitting your trades all day. Totally different, much slower moving types of strategies. We'll look at just a brief few advantages to trading futures options and touch on the one touch responsive trade alerts. We'll just briefly review that. So we'll get into this and just take a moment and look at the risk disclosure first before we get started. Keep in mind that all funds committed should be risk capital when you're trading, and that past performance is no guarantee of future results. And we are AltaVest, just so you have some context as to who we are. That is yours truly there in the middle of some of our trading colleagues. And those are the floor brokers that would fill all of our orders on the S&P 500 options pit. So we've traded tens of millions of contracts over the years. We've been doing this since 1997. So we're registered and licensed with the CFTC and the NFA. And just a brief introduction to sort of what we're going to talk about and then why we like the automation. Remember, when we're trading, we're kind of riding that emotional roller coaster. And you can sort of relate to this, I'm sure. You get the thrill of victory and euphoria as you're winning. And as you're losing, you tend to get despondent and wave that white flag of surrender and capitulation. And then, you kind of start that cycle again. So we want to try to avoid that as much as we can. And a big problem is, as humans, we're competing with machines. It's really not others like us across the landscape that we're competing with. It's essentially machines. This is our trading competition. No emotion, automation, built-in controls, sometimes trading, within nanoseconds, sort of like the reminds me of Terminator, no emotion, the rise of the machines. And this was interesting just from today. This article actually just happened to see it, so I thought I'd review it real quickly. It says the algos are the enemy. The machines created this stock market rally. Eventually, they will end it. I think that's pretty darn accurate. It says nothing matters except what the algos chase higher. Beware the Magnificent Seven momentum stocks. I think, that's all the basically, the Facebook and Amazon and Meta and Microsoft and all that. But it says here, we're now in a one-direction market, severely concentrated in a handful of well-known stocks. Those momentum stocks fall, they will bring the entire market down. So that's just kind of a current review of what's happening in the landscape here. So, and that's all algo driven. And it says here, many people have gotten so rich off this market, they think they're invincible. And I think that's kind of fair to say that happens to a lot of us. And, we tend to sometimes think we are better than we are when things are going well, maybe even think that we're a genius and it's not the market per se. So we want to try to avoid that type of attitude, I suppose, is the way to phrase it. But 90% of the stock market is dominated by these really systematic trading machines. Could be AI driven, algo driven, really just machine driven. And that's according to JP Morgan. I think they're right on the button with that. Now, if you're only buying stock options, remember, time is always working against you. I saw this piece here a while back, this woman on CNBC, and she made some great points. She says the appeal for retail investors to buy options is that they're much cheaper, but your potential for profit is actually not that high. As she goes on to say, in 2021, 11% of Robinhood's active users made an options trade, but of that, fewer than 1% actually made a multi-leg options trade. So you can see that a lot of the retail crowd, at least on the Robinhood app, is if they're trading options, it's just an outright call or put, most likely an outright call. But we're going to look at this real quickly. How would an insurance company look at trading options? And just as they do now with their business model, they would probably want to get paid the premiums that other people are paying. So they assume the risk for that. They would sell and manage time. They would insure themselves by hedging. They would be consistent and patient in their process. And then they would use math, the probabilities, favorable long-term odds, really statistics, just pure math, actuarials, crunching the numbers. And that's what they're doing. So can algos be used for this professional style of options trading with spread trading, those more complex multi-leg spreads? Yes, absolutely. So we have option strategies for up, down, sideways markets. I'm sure some of you are familiar with a lot of the typical strategies for any market condition with options. But we're also going to look at selling or collecting premium by selling options and looking at those professional strategies where you collect net premium. And these are pre-built option spreads. We have a proprietary algorithm that creates these spreads on a daily basis with these professional multi-leg types of strategies. And conditions could be, strategy could apply to any condition, flat market, consolidating, you know, bearish, bullish, it doesn't matter. Options are very flexible, as I'm sure all of you or most of you know. And then we have something to automatically track and manage the position if that's something you'd like to turn on. And then we also have trade alerts, and these are unique because they're one-touch responsive. You'll receive a trade alert from the software, and then all you have to do is accept it or reject it. And then the technology handles the order flow and everything. You don't have to log into a platform or place the order yourself. So very, very convenient. Clients absolutely love those trade alerts. And then we're going to look at why are we actually trading the E-mini stock index futures options. So very specifically, we're trading the E-mini S&P 500, as well as the NASDAQ and Russell 2000, those E-mini markets. And the part of the reason why is liquidity. The E-mini S&P 500 outtrades all ETFs around the world by a factor of over 2.5 times. And that's in terms of the average daily dollar volume. And that's according to the CME group. So I guess they would know about the volume for their own trading products. And so yeah, the mini is huge, 2.5 times larger, like I just mentioned. And then we can collect option premium with some unique bearish and bullish and non-directional strategies as well. And here's just an example, selling an E-mini S&P 500 put spread. So this would be something you might do if you're bullish or moderately bearish, or if you expect a sideways action. And here's today's one of today's trades from our software, selling a put spread to collect premium. You can see here you're selling the 4220 put and you're buying the 4200 put at the same time. So that's an example, and that's what it looks like on a graph. So here's the current market price. And you're selling this out of the money put spread. So you sell the red line, the 4220 put, and as a hedge, you buy the 4200 put that covers the position. And it's important to do that. You can get in a lot of trouble with naked options, which is something we don't advise or do. And then here's an iron condor. It's just simply a combination of selling a put spread and a call spread out of the money. So again, you're selling this put and you're buying this put. And with the condor, you would sell this call and you would buy this call and collect this amount of points. And we're not going to get into all the details, but these are just a couple examples from today, what the algos were developing for us today. So you sell this out of the money call spread, collect premium for it. And you sell this out of the money put spread and also collect premium for it. And then of course you look for the market to stay kind of in that range. We have this large margin of error there. And then also on the main presentation we're going to deliver next week. Again, this is just a preview, but we're going to reveal what is our proprietary strategy as a multi-leg strategy. We'll talk about that in more depth, but again, this is just a preview. And also we have a backtesting machine or a time machine or a simulator, whatever you want to call it. And this is just an example here. I just chose May 3rd of 2022. And if this were a live demonstration right now, you'd click the set button. And you pull up, it'll pull up a calendar and you could go back in time. I believe it's over 10 years or so of data. And you could pick any day and you could choose any bullish or bearish or non-directional strategy on these three markets, the E-mini S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and the Russell 2000. And you can choose from different strategies that are available. I just chose an iron condor. You can see here the iron condor back on May 3rd of 2022. These were all the trades that were available on that day. So you can see the pull down menu there. And I clicked on the June end of month expiration. So you can see up here, it says June end of month condor, and use these buttons to play the simulation, go forward in time, you go backwards in time, and it shows you day by day as the trade, as the chart sort of unfolds, or you can go right to the end all at once. Don't have to play the chart, but I'll explain all these colors, but essentially this iron condor trade, again, you're selling this out of the money call spread and out of the money put spread. So the market was here, right, when that trade was filled, and you can see the calls are and the puts are quite a few strike prices out of the money, and then the market kind of chopped around, and then theta decay eventually worked and allowed that particular trade on that date to do well. So that's an example of sort of just going backwards in time. So we're going to jump into the main presentation next week, and you can use the link right here, timingresearch.com/altavest, and you can register for that. So we'll go through a full live demonstration of a lot of what you saw and even some other things that we didn't cover today. So you'll see how the automated trade selection works, and then the RTI with the profit and risk controls, and then that one-touch trade alert functionality. And then we also offer personal coaching along with it. So we're just not a software-only type of company. So we think there's a lot of advantages to trading the E-mini stock index options. This is what the page looks like. So there's the link right there. So you just enter your email and you can sign up for next week's event. And let me see if I can get that. Yep, David's got that in the chat room box already. So that's the link right there. So again, a little bit different in terms of today's presentation, really just a preview. And if you had any comments or questions for me right now, that's fine too. I think I've got a few extra minutes here. But otherwise, I think that kind of covers the main points I wanted to get across with the preview and introducing it, and then inviting all of you to register and welcome. You're welcome at the main presentation next week. Yeah, we're only trading the E-minis. So there's advantages to that. Primarily liquidity, the depth of the market, and greater strike price availability. And when you're getting strikes that are deep out of the money in the E-mini markets, you'll be able to find those strikes and they'll be available compared to, say, on the SPX. So that's why really there's some big advantages in terms of essentially trade entries and trade exits. That's why we like the E-minis. The volume is just tremendous in those markets, especially the S&P 500, the ES is the symbol. And that's really where most of our volume is in the ES. Yeah, good question though. People do ask us about the SPX, and but you know that gets all the press and all the headlines, but I'm not sure why exactly that is. But nonetheless, you have a lot of depth of market in the E-minis. All right. Well, folks, I think that is it. I see a couple of other comments, but yeah, keep them coming. If you had any other thoughts or comments or questions, you can also email me if you'd like. I will put my email in here just a second here. If you had anything else to say after I get off the line here, but yeah, that'll do it. I think that's a short and sweet preview of what's to come, and hope to see you there. And we'll run through a live demonstration of a lot of what I spoke about. And that'll wrap it up for me, David.